So we are in Daf Yud Gimel. We're on the top line, which is right, just to finish this off. Top line on Yud Gimel Lamed Aleph. Gemara says that yesterday we learned that for when it came to a kindness on a fast day, we learned from a pasuk that for a quarter of the day, for half the day, they look into what's going on in the city, and for a quarter, and that, that's the first half of the day. The second half of the day, they split up into a quarter, they read in the Torah, and then they also their mevakish rachamim. So the Gemara says, Epochana, why do we have to do it that way? Maybe we say the order is different. Maybe the first half of the day, they split it up, and they read from the Torah and mevakish rachamim, and then ma'ayin into everything else as to what's going on in the city in the second half of the day. The Gemara says, Epochana. He says, Lo sokadaitach, he can't say that. The Chativ, this is a pasuk says by Ezra. This is when Ezra was, he was sitting in a fast, he was fasting because of the sin that the nation did when they retained their foreign wives. Pasuk says in Ezra, the Eli Yasul Kol Chared B'divrei Elokei Yisrael Al Mal HaGola, they all came to me, Uksiv U'B'Minchas Erev Kamti Mita'anesi V'Efreshah Kapai El Hashem. He says, in the afternoon is when I went up and I davened for Tachanunim. So the beginning of the day, they all came together, we all gathered together to do some introspection, and they had to figure out what's going on. It was at the end of the day when they were back in Shrachman. So that's the order. Okay, so now the Gemara now goes a little bit different path. And the Gemara is going to discuss certain days when it would be usher for you, for one, to wash themselves, to bathe themselves. So is that only, and that is only apply to warm water, or would it even apply to Mayim Sonim, to cold water? So Amar Rafram Bar Papa, Amar Rav Chisda, Kol Shehu Mishum Evel. Any day that I guess that has an Isser Rechitza because of mourning, there's a mourning aspect to the day. For example, you go in Tisha B'Av is a mourning day, Ms. Abel on the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, and there's an Isser Rechitza. And V'Avel, and a person who's actually an Avelis, also has an Isser Rechitza. So there, but the reason why that Isser Rechitza stems from the fact that there is Avelis, there's mourning. So then, says Rav Chisda, Asur bein b'chamin bein b'tzonin. That Isser Rechitza applies both to warm and cold water. The kol shehu mishum ta'anug, and any time is an Isser Rechitza because we want to prevent any enjoyment, we want to prevent oneg, so that could go in tiny sivor, that's a tiny sivor. Tiny sivor is not a velus. Tiny sivor means like for the lack of rain. It's not a velus issue. We're trying to refrain from pleasure because we want to try to misorer Hashem to provide rain. So then, it could go in Tanit Sibur, then Bechamin Aser, then it would be forbidden to wash, the Isser Rechitza only applies to warm water, but Bitsonin Mutter. But Bitsonin it would be Mutter, because the whole Isser is Tanug, taking a cold shower is not so pleasurable. That's why we always call the plumber to fix it when you have a cold, when it's only cold water. So the Gemara now tries to prove the second din of Rav Chisda.
There's a whole discussion here.
Yeah.
There was a machloikis, if actually any hot or warm mikveh was kosher.
Right.
Because there was a chashash. Right, well, people say it was confused mind shuving.
Right, so we'll get to that. The Gemara is going to mention that. So as the Shaila, how do we do our mikvahs are all, well, our mikvahs we do because we have hashaka.
No, even if you do klefialah.
Oh, this, yeah.
Even, there's some people who are against because people would confuse and think it's mind shuving is also, and they think they're allowed to take that in a hot bed. And some people say, but today they say Shulchan Aruch allowed because say, we are weaker than they used to be in those days. So for health or so to they
let that.
Yeah, they let.
Even if it was hashaka, yeah, they would say, yeah. They said it was.
You ever go to the mikvah, the Ari mikvah?
Yeah, that's natural. Right, that's natural. Right, that's.
Yeah, it's like you
it's
know.
Freezing. It's melted snow.
Yeah, it's,
that's what freezing. It is. Yeah. It's melted snow. That's all it is. It's frozen. Right. So our Papa's second din was. Our Papa's second din was that if it's a fast day because of tanug, then it's permitted to wash in cold water. And Amar of Edi Bar Avin, Afanan Nami Tanina. We're going to use it, maybe we can use our mission as a proof that in a tiny tzibor, only warm water is aser, but cold water is mutter. Because the Mishnah said, after the Mishnah mentioned, right, the Mishnah previously talked about the three fasts, we had three sets of fasts, for no rain, the first set, middle set. Now we're in the middle set, right, so it says, it's aser beruchitza, and it says, Menoalin es hamer chatzos. We lock the bathhouses. Well, the bathhouses are the places where there's warm water. Right? That's where you get the, that's where they have, remember, they have the fire from underneath. It was dangerous. It collapsed once. So that's where you get, so therefore, dafka there, it seems to indicate it's usher to wash, and that's why we lock the bathhouses. But maybe, but sewn in, the diuk is going to be that if it's cold water, it would be mutter. So Amalei Abaye says no. The bitsonin and usher, so what do you mean? What would the Tana, the Mishnah, had to have said? Let's say the Mishnah said that cold water is also aser. So they would have said, Bitzorin aser sokrinus and aharasu by the Mishnah. I mean, then he would have to say you have to close off the rivers? How do you close off the rivers? In other words, just because you're saying you're closing something doesn't indicate anything. Right? If you're going to tell me that the only way we could have proven that even cold water is usser, because then we should have written to close the rivers, that's not the Tana can't write that. So just writing that they're closing the bathhouses isn't necessarily a proof. Let's see what Rashi says. The Garashi, it says, Hochi Garcina, Amr of Idi Bar Oven, Afan Anamitina Nolan, Samir Chatzos, Amr Levai, Vibit Sonan Usser, Sokhnas, and Arsi Bali Mishne, Bitmia, Afan Nami Tanida Masnisan, the Katana Gavitan Sibor, and Nolan Samir Chotz, the Hainu Chamin, Avot Sonan Mutter, Amr Levai, Klomar, Vihabi Sfuli, the Tanli Dun, the Tino Usser, had he held that the Sonan is Usser, Hechi Havi Bali Mishne, what should he have written? Sokhnas and Aros? Hachimatsi Limichsirainhu? What are you trying to prove? You're trying to make a deal because he says he closes the merchatzos. Meaning, had he said that cold water is usser, is also usser, he would have had to say close the rivers. That's an impossible thing to do. So the Gemara, so he said that's not a raya. So the Gemara says, no. The Gemara says Amar Rav Shishi Brei de Rav Idi Abba. Okay, so who's Abba? Because Rav Idi Bar Abba Bar Avin is the one who brought this raya. So now his son, it's Amar Rav Shishi Brei de Rav Idi Abba. My father, when he proved it, Haki Kekashile. This was his proof. He says, Michtei Tanan. Look, the Mishnah says, Asa Beruchitza. It says the words, Asa Beruchitza, correct? And then it says, Nolan and Samer Chatzos. It says, lock the bathhouses. Lamali, why don't you do that? If it's Asa Beruchitza includes everything, even Sonen, just end it by Asa Beruchitza. Now that you're adding it, that he's closed the Samer Chatzos, so that's modifying what the Asa Beruchitza is. He says, Nolan and Samer Chatzos, Lamali, Elalash Mamina, Bechamin Asar, Sonen Mutter. That's only warm that is aser, but cold is mutter. That's a modification. It's modifying the iser berachitza. So the Gemara says, okay. So that seems to be a raya for the second din. Now the Gemara is trying to prove the first din. The first din of Rav Chisda was that on a fast day of Velus, a fast day of Velus, both chamin and sonin are going to be aser. So the Gemara says, lema misayle. Let's see if a raya to Rav Chisda. Write down Tisha B'Av. It's aser to wash. Let's say Tisha B'Av. It's aser to wash even in cold water because we're learning a brisa. Kol chayavei tvilos. Anyone who has an obligation to go to mikvah that day became tahor that day, and that day just happens to be Tisha B'Av. So kol chayavei tfilos, tovlin kedarkan. They go there, if that's the zman for the tefillah, they go to mikvah that night, that time, bein b'Tisha B'Av, bein b'Yom Kippurim, whether it's Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur, even though there's an issur rechitza, because he's going to hold that tefillah b'zmana, going to mikvah at the right time, is a mitzvah. So v'mai, so what is this person going to mikvah in? What type of water? If he's going into warm water, tefila b'chamin ika. There can't be tefila and chamin. We're going to see before. We're going to see for sure. There's no way that you can go to mikvah in chamin because, as Marcel pointed before, because shiuvim ninu. In order to get warm water into the mikvah, I guess in those days, it had to be drawn. You had to somehow warm it up. You had to pull it, warm it up, and then pour it in. So it's mayim shiuvim, and that'd be pasul. Elalav. I'm not sure why we make it warm it up underneath, but he says elalav. Bitsonin, it must be talking about cold water. And therefore it's cold water, and it's teaching us what? That only those who have a chiyuv to go to mikvah on Tisha B'Av can go in. Elalav, bitsonin, chayavei tefilos in, those who are mechuyuv to go to mikvah can go to mikvah, but in sheachrine, lo. But everybody else, it's usher for them to wash, even in cold water. The person who's going to mikvah is only going into cold water. And only he can go in because he has a chiyuv to go that day, because it's mitzvah bo b'yom. But everybody else can't. So there's a raya that on Tisha B'Av, you can't even wash in cold water. So Amar Rechana Bar Katina, Rechana Bar Katina says, no, we're gonna disprove this raya, because the brisa is talking about warm water. The brisa is talking about warm water, and there the brisa says, Shalom Itzucha Ela B'chamei Tveria. Talking about the people going to the pools of Tveria, the hot water in Tveria. So we're saying, so how does it work then? So those who have a chiyuv to go to mikvah, they can use the chamei Tveria. Because they have a chiyuv. Everybody else may not use the chamei Tveria because it's warm. It's a tanug issue, I guess. But that would mean that cold water you may use. So there's no raya that you're not allowed to go on Tisha B'Av cold water. Because maybe from this brisa, you can go to cold water. Because it's only telling me the difference between those who have a chiyuv to go to mikvah and those who don't, that the people who have a chiyuv can go to chamei Tveria, and the people who don't have a chiyuv cannot go to chamei Tveria. But if it's cold water, then everybody could go. Theoretically, everybody could go to.
The iser is a two-part iser. The iser is so we don't make sure that nobody heats up the water. Everybody knows the Chametz Beria, you don't heat
it. No, there's more, not only that, there's an Isser of Stam of Rechitza.
And you have the same problem with cold and hot.
No, there's an Isser of Tano. Cold is not Tano. That's what Rashi said before you were No, sorry. It's an issue of pleasure. You can't, getting cold is not a pleasure issue. You can't get pleasure. So maybe that's the reason why. And therefore you can go, and as long as it's not pleasurable. So Gemara says, wait a second. Ihachi. The Gemara is now saying, okay, Ihachi. We're dealing, the Bryce is now talking that we had Tovel in the Mayim Chamim of Tveria. And therefore, cold water, we're saying Tisha B'Av, would be mutter for everybody to go into. Ema Seifa. Well, let's look and explain the Seifa of the Bryce. I love the Gemara does that. It holds back the Seifa. And then says, oh, and throws it right back in your face to try to disprove what you just said. So, Ema Seifa. Amar Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim, a friend from Psachim, says that Kedai Hu Beis Elokeinu La'abed Allah Tvila Pamachas Mishana. He says, why does the person have to go to the mikvah today? We're being with Abel on a base of the Mikdash. It's Kedai, so he misses the day by one day. So he becomes Tahor tomorrow. For one day, can't he just wait one day? Like Kedai Hu Beis Elokeinu, it's Roid for a 4-hour base of the Mikdash, La'avila, because of the availus of the La'avit Tzvila Pamachas Mishana. The Iyamar Tzonei Mutter. And if you're saying now that Tzonei is Mutter, that everyone's allowed to go to cold water, and the Brisa was only discussing the case of the Chamei Tveria, and therefore it would be Mutter for to go into the Tzonei, so Yirchat B'Tzonei, let him go to Tzonei. What is B'Chanan Yisnana Kohanim saying? B'Chanan Yisnana Kohanim is saying that, okay, we're talking about warm water. We're talking about the warm water. And he says, Kedaihu, that you don't have to go to the mikvah. So go to Tzonin then. The problem with the base of the mikvah again is you have to be as a velus. And so there's no tanu. So what's Rukhanan Iskana Kohanim saying? Don't go to mikvah. Don't go to mikvah where? The Bryce is talking about warm water. So go to mikvah in the cold water. Because if you're still going to get the same issue, you're still going to be misabel if you're going to, on the base of the mikvah, if you're going into cold water. Because there's no pleasure. There's no benefit.
I thought the Rav Hanan Iskana, the only thing he did was witness what you saw in the basement. Now he's coming with the thing with the himself.
Right, it seems to me he's also post-based Amigdash. Right, Kanai Iskana Kohan is post-based Amigdash.
What was he?
Yeah, he's post.
He wasn't a Mora. What was he?
He's a Tana.
Early Tana?
Yeah, an early Tana. He's apparently at the times of the Korban. He testifies about the things he saw years before.
But now he's not just testifying. Yeah, he's going, saying something.
Yeah, but I think it's also because he's very close and attuned. It makes sense. He's attuned to the Beis HaMikdash. That's why he's saying.
Well, it's nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash.
Yeah, he says, Kedai Hu Beis Elokeinu La'abel HaTfilah Pamachas Mishana.
He's a little sensitive.
Yeah, he's very sensitive about the Beis HaMikdash. You know, come on. One day, you can't do one day. But the whole point is, the whole thing is that Bryce is talking about Chamin. So he says, okay, so don't go to warm water. If the Bryce is talking about cold water, then he says, don't even do cold water. If the Bryce is talking about hot water, then he's saying, so let him do cold water. I think that's what he's saying, right? He says, if you're saying the Bitsonin Mutter, everyone is Mutter for Tzonin, and the Bryce is only talking about people going into warm water, so then Rukhanyan Iskana Kohanim is also talking about warm water. So when he says Kedaihu, that just means that he's saying, so therefore they should watch Bitsonin. Why is he saying La'abidullah, that you should lose the mikvah? Let him go to cold water. So Amar Papa said, oh, it's Ba'ashadul Shriach Tzonin. It's a place where there is no cold water. It's like weird. There's no place to, it's a landlocked place. There's no rivers, there's no lakes, there's nothing. There is no cold water to go. And therefore, the only thing they have is warm water. I'll just let the warm water cool off. And then it's cold water. I don't understand that.
Warm water and not cold
water. Not cold water. And therefore, since we say that it's usher to go into warm water, so Rukhanis Ganakwam says, tell the guy not to go into the warm water. Be ma'abe, you can't go into the warm water. So I just don't understand. Like, just let the water cool off. Take it out. Or shut off the heat. I don't know, maybe Chamei Tveria, you can't do that.
I mean, you can't take it out because then it becomes
shuvin. Okay, so if it's Chamei Tveria, I guess it's naturally warm, so there's nothing else you can do. Okay.
If it's Chamei Tveria, let them go to the Kinneret.
What?
I just think it's
yeah, it's going to the Kinneret.
No, but the Chamei Tveria thing is a Mayan. And the,
right, but we say, but where is it going to be, Metzius-wise, where is it going to be that you can have the hot, warm water and you're not going to have the cold water?
Just Chamei Tveria.
But you can go into the sea.
No, they don't use that option.
They don't want to use that option. Okay, so you have to add another variable that they're being machmer and they won't use that option for other reasons. Okay.
They want to go swimming.
Right. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to ask, going to bring a Brisa to ask a Kasha on Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said in the second part of the Brisa was that on a Tana Sibur, And for fast days, for rain, atanasibur, you're allowed to wash in cold. So Toshma, let's bring a brisa. Okay. The Mishnah on Daf Yudei said that on those middle fast days, and on the last fast days for rain, there are certain Yisurim besides Achil and Shtia. One of them is that you're not allowed to do Malacha, and you don't wear shoes, and you're not allowed to wash. So the Gemara, so the Gemara says, Kisha Amru, Asar Malacha. When they said that these days are Asar Malacha, Lo Amru El Biyom. That's only during the day. Aval B'layla Mutter. But the night before, you're allowed to do Malacha. Ukisha Amru, Asar B'nilis HaSandal. And when they said that you're not allowed to wear, you know, the leather shoes, Lo Amru Ella Be'ir. That's only when you're, I guess, in your house or walking around the city. Aval B'derech Mutter. But if you're traveling, then it's Mutter to wear these sandals, these better shoes. Right? Haketzad. So what should he do? Yotzi L'derech Noel. So if he's on his way, you know, on the roads, he should wear his sandals, his shoes. Nichnas Le'ir. But when he comes into the city, Choletz, he takes them off. Ukisha Amru. The Bryce continues. Ukisha Amru. That this tiny seabor is Asa Berechitza, that you're not allowed to wash. Lo Amru Ella Kol Gufo. It means you're not allowed to wash your entire body. Aval Panav Yada Viraglav Mutter. But to wash your hands and your face and your feet, that is Mutter. Nothing about warm and cold here, just about which parts of your body. V'chein atam motze b'menuda. The same thing you find by menuda. Someone's put into nidui, someone's put into cheirem, what he's not allowed to wash. Uba avel, and also an avel. Also seems to indicate an avel that who's asa brachitza. It's only kol gufo. It's not panav yada viraglav. So my, what does it say when the Braisa says v'chein atam motze b'menuda uba avel? What is that referring back to? Lava kulu. It's referring back to every single piece of information mentioned in the Braisa. So therefore, that includes also the idea of washing. So what type of rechitza are we talking about? If we're saying that it's b'chamin, and the Braisa is saying that by a menuda and an avel, it's panav yada viraglav, could be mutter in warm water. No, misharu. How is it possible to be about, how is it possible to say that he can wash in warm water, either just his hands, face, and feet? But Amar of Sheshes, we have apparently an accepted din, said in the name of Sheshes, Avil also lahoshit etzba'o b'chamin. An avil is not even allowed to place his finger into hot water. So hot water is definitely out of the question. So now it's saying here that the avil, just like the tiny tzibor, the avil is mutter to wash his hands in cold water, his hands, only his hands, face, and his feet. So therefore, elalav, what are we talking about? Bitzonim. We're talking about cold water. And what does it say right here? That it makes a distinction between kol gufo, which is usser. That's like a ton of seabor, it's usser. So to the avil is usser. Right? So that's it's muchach, then a ton of seabor, right? A ton of seabor, it's usser to wash your entire body bitzonim. Right? We're making this comparison. You're not allowed to wash the avil can only wash panav yada viraglav. And same, similar to a ton of seabor, only panav yada viraglav. And what water? It must be talking about cold water, because it cannot be discussing warm water for an avel. An avel cannot even put his finger into the warm water. So you see the Natani Sibor, that is usser to wash in Sonim, which is a Kasha or Chizda, who said that on Tani Sibor it's mutter to wash in Sonim. Gemara says, no. The whole reason why you had this is because you said, when the Braisa says, v'chein atamotze b'menudel v'avel, that applies to everything. Gemara says, no. Lo, lo'olam, b'chamin, the olam, we're talking about warm water. You're allowed to put his hands in, it's warm water, meaning you will be allowed to wash in warm water, but you're allowed to be washing cold water, but warm water, you can only use panav yada viraglav. The Gemara says, v'kashula, v'chem tamotze b'mnuda ba'avel. Then does it say, v'chem tamotze b'mnuda ba'avel? That's asha'arakai. That's on everything else. So how does it work now? So the Braisa said that you're allowed to wash lo amru ela b'chitzas kol gufo. You're not allowed to wash in the tiny seabor kol gufo. What's that? That's with warm water. But with cold water, you are allowed to wash on a tiny seabor your entire body. It says b'chein atamotze b'menuda ba'avel. That's not talking about b'chitza. That's talking about everything else. That comparison is talking about everything else. Asharakai. So a tiny seabor, you'll be allowed to wash with zone. Avel. It's not compared to Tani Sibor, and therefore maybe the other can't wash even Bitsonin. But the Tani Sibor would be able to wash Bitsonin, because the Tani Sibor, the Bryce is saying, you're not allowed to wash Panav Yod, you're only allowed to do Panav Yod Baraglav, is referring to warm water. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to bring a Brysa that asks on the first din of Chizda, which was that the Avel is not allowed to wash even Bitsonin. Gemara says, Tashma, let's bring a raya, because we try to bring a brice that seems to indicate that Avel is mutter to wash bitsonim. The Amar Rabbi Abba HaKohen, Mishum Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, Ma'ase Umesu Banav Shal Rabbi Yossi Ben Rabbi Chanina. So now both the sons of Rabbi Yossi Ben Chanina died. V'rachatz bitsonim kol shiva. He washed in cold water all shiva. Well, so you see an Avel, for his sons, he's an Avel, and he's washing bitsonim. It's the direct kasha on Rav Chisda. So Gemara has to make the story even worse in order to answer the question. The Gemara says, "Hasam kishetachvu avel of hava." We're talking about where the sons died not at the same time. There were two car accidents. After he finished shiva for the first one, then the second one died. So now he's going to have this extended avelus period. So when he had this extended avelus period, they allowed him to wash. I guess maybe in between, right? Kishetachvu avelus, kishetachvu avel of hava. Rashi says. "Bzeh achar zeh." That's why I didn't give him a heter, because it's a long period of time. Titania, we have a brisa that says, "Tachvu aval of zeh achar zeh." If somebody has a velus one after the other, so they were makel. So hichbit sa'aro, so if his hair is too heavy, makel bitar. So if he's allowed to use some sort of razor to cut it, not it's not a scissor. And so too, mechabis ksusa b'mayim. He can rinse his clothing out in water. Because he can't use detergent, but he can use water. And Amar Rav Chisda, so Rav Chisda says, "Bitar v'lo b'misparayim." He can use a blade and not a scissor. That's allowed in the hair, right? And also b'mayim, he can wash his clothing in water. V'lo b'netter. Netter is like this naphtarn thing that they always say in the art scroll. It's some sort of detergent. And lo b'chol, also not with sand. So they have these heterim. So it's not a raya from Rav Yossi ben Rabbi Chanina. Really, an avel is not allowed to wash. The Kodesh Rav will say, not a lot of washing cold water. Aye, he did, because it was consecutive avelus. So Amar Rava. Rava says, Aval mutter lirchots bitsonin kol shiva. Rava says, completely different. He says an avel is permitted to wash in cold water all 7 days. That's the fairish against Rav Chisda. Right? Rav Chisda said that just like anything that's avel, anything that's for avelus, like an avel, is forbidden to wash in chamin and sonin. Rava argues, because it's no different than meat and wine. Like apparently meat and wine, and others allowed to eat, since he's mutter to eat meat and wine, even though they have pleasure, so too he's allowed to wash in cold water. So Meis, I'm going to ask on Rava. I'm going to ask, I guess, all the other questions that they had before. The proofs for Rav Chisda are questions on Rava. The questions for Rav Chisda are proofs for Rava. So Meis, they ask on Rava. Here's a different brisa. The brisa says you have young girls who are sitting shiva. So one's in the shidduch world and one's not in the shidduch world, right? So you have an ein bogeres, right? You have a bogeres. She's ra'uy to her resume's out there. She's ra'uya to get married. Ein habogeres rasha l'navel it's atzma b'mei avel.
Didn't you skip something?
I did.
Yeah. No, you didn't.
What?
No, you didn't.
Oh. You did. Okay.
So what'd you miss? We'll go back.
No.
Oh, okay. So basically, okay, so we're asking on Rava, who said that it's permitted for an Avel to wash in cold water. Here the Brisa says that you have a Bogeres, Risha Linavelas Atzmi Mei Avel Avia. She is, what?
Ein Bogeres,
Risha Linavelas Atzmi Mei Avel Avia. She's not allowed to make herself look disgusting, even though Rashi says either her father's in Shiva or she's in Shiva for her father. She's not allowed to do that. Ha Na'ara, but a Na'ara, who's not in the Parsha, so a Na'ara, Rasha. She is supposed to, Tosfos points out, it's not Rosh or not, it's Chayevis or not Chayevis. She is forbidden, she is supposed to be Menavel herself. So my, so what din of Avelus are we discussing here, of the difference between the Bogeres and everybody else? So my love, the Rechitza, it's talking about a Rechitza, which indicates that only the Bogeres, because she's in the Parsha, she's allowed to wash herself, but somebody who's not in the Parsha is forbidden to wash themselves, which would go against Rava. Right? It says, my love, the Rechitza. Ubimai. And what type of water are we discussing? If we're talking about warm water, we said before that can't be Eino Bogeres Rasha. Bogeres can't do that. But Amar Rav Chisda, right, Rav Chisda said before we said the name of Rav Sheshes. Amar Rav Chisda, Avel Asa Lahushi Etzba Obechamin. No Avel, no one would ever say you can use warm water, because an Avel is not allowed to place even a finger into the warm water. El Lav must be discussing Tzonin. It's talking about Pitzonin. So therefore you see that they weren't Machmir so much on the Bogeres, but everybody else, they are machmir on. That says that a tzonin, you're not allowed to wash. That goes against Rava, and it's also right to Rav Chisda. So the Gemara says, lo, you said that the whole thing we're talking about, whether she's not monovel herself or not monovel herself, that's talking about washing. No, no, no. Everyone's allowed to wash. This is talking about something else. This is talking about putting on makeup. And she says, no, lo, akichul v'pirchus. It's coloring her eye and, I think, braiding her hair. So that's the one who's not in the parsha. Everyone's allowed to wash, according to Rava. But if she's in the parsha, not only can she wash, she can put on makeup and braid her hair. Everybody else can't put on makeup and can't braid their hair. Actually makes sense also, because the Brisa is making a distinction between a Bulgaris and a Nara, not between a Bulgaris and everybody else. Right? So that's why I thought it makes sense. So now the Gemara says, would you try to bring a Raya? That was a Kasha and Rava. Now we're going to try to bring a Raya to Rava. The Raya to Rava is, Lema Misayale, the Amar Rabbi Abba Kohen, Mishum Rabbi Yosef Kohen, Maise U Mesu Banav Shom Yosef Bar Chanina, Verachatz Betzon and Kol Shiva. Right, in the case of, we know the answer to this already, in the case of Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, who washed in cold water during Shiva. Raya to Rabba, you let her wash when you're available. Someone says, no, Amri, Hassam, Bishetekafu, Avolav, Zachar Zen. And that's not a raya that you're allowed to. That's only because it was multiple. It was consecutive of Avelisim. Sorry, I said that in English. It was consecutive. That's when they were mice and they were matir. Diftanya, the Brisa that said tichafu avolav zeachar zev. He has Avelis one after another. Hichmit saaro. So if his hair is a little too heavy, mekil b'tar. Here they explain right away. He can cut it with a razor. V'mechabes susu b'mayim. He could wash his clothing in water, can rinse them. The previous time we mentioned this Brisa, we had to have somebody explain what the Brisa was. Here, the explanation is put in already. And Amar Rav Chizda says, b'tar v'lo b'misparayim, b'mayim v'lo b'neter v'lo b'chol, and the eds v'lo b'ohol. And not b'ohol, some sort of grass, also some sort of detergent. So it's not a raya that you're allowed, an avos allowed to wash. There, the only reason why he washed is because he had these multiple avelos ze'achar ze. So ikad amri, now some say, Amar Rava, avel, Asur b'tzonin kol shiva. So now this complete opposite, a second Gerson Rava that says that an avel is forbidden to wash in cold water all 7 days of Avelus, and that would align with Rav Chizda. So then that's the question, why is that, that's the case, why is that different from meat and wine? Why would he be able to eat meat and drink wine as opposed to washing in cold water? So Maishna mi basar uyayin. The Gemara answers, Hasam there, by eating meat and drinking the wine, the kavana is not for ta'anug. Right? He says, because it's lepakuche pachte hudi avid. He wants to forget all his daigas. He wants to drink, it's for consolation. He wants to drink and forget everything that's going on. That's why he drinks it. But washing is only for ta'anug. But we just said before that washing in cold water is not ta'anug. So why is over here now we're saying that washing in cold water is tanug as opposed to eating meat and drinking wine? I don't know.
Kind of interesting. Rabbi Yossi, it says kol shiva.
Right.
It's like
it should be one day in between.
It should be like the day in between, right. Or maybe just right. Okay, let him. But kol shiva.
Kol shiva means all 7 days. Yeah. Why? Just wash his clothing once and be done. Take the haircut once and be done. That's a good point. I don't know.
No, because the kol is in Zohar doesn't mean entire 7 days. It's within.
Any day. How does he translate it, though? He doesn't translate it here.
No, it says Rabbi Yossi bathed in cold water during the entire 7 days.
During the entire.
It says that's what the way Al Scroll translates. Right. The entire.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's a good question. I don't know. When I was in YU, so my Rebbe gave a final. His final has 20 questions. He gave 20 statements. He had to write TF for M, true, false, or machlokas. That was the thing. It was impossible. So one guy's writing, he's pretty smart at it. He put M by everything. So my Rebbe said there is not one machlokas in this test. Just so no one could write that in machlokas. So the Gemara says now, the Gemara's now going to bring another Brisa to try to prove Rava. Now, what do we prove? Which Rava we're proving? We're proving the second Rava, which is that the Avel is Usher. To wash kol shiva. So Lema Misayale, which is our price now, that we said before, Ein Bogeris Rishol Navel Asatzma, the Bogeris cannot be Menavel herself, Hana'a Risha, but the Na'aro, who's not in the Parsha, she can be Menavel herself. It's Bemai. So what are we dealing with? Elim B'chamin, he was talking about warm water, no, Ein Bogeris Risha, Bogeris can't even do warm water, because of Amar of Chizdam, Avel Asad B'hakshi Etzbo B'chamin. You can't even put your finger into warm water. El La B'tzonin. It must be B'tzonin, and therefore we see that only the Bulgaris is permitted to wash, but everybody else is not permitted to wash. That's a raya to Rav, the same way as a raya to Rav Pizda. That's a raya that you're not allowed to wash Kol Shiva. So the Gemara says, no, we're not talking about washing. We're talking about the kichul of the pirkus. We're talking about makeup and braiding your hair. Everyone would be usher to wash. Everyone's usher to wash. But the na'ara and the Bulgaris can put on makeup and braid her hair. So Amar of Chizda. Rav Chizda then comes and says, it's like out of the blue, Zosomeris. I don't know what Zosomeris is. So because we said this, we can say Zosomeris. Actually, Rashi says that which we say that the Braisa, that kichul and pirchus, that braiding and putting on makeup is usser, we can learn that avel usser b'tichboses kol shiva. The avel is usser from washing their clothing all 7 days, because washing your clothing is the same thing as beautifying yourself, I guess, and therefore would be usser. Where is it? Okay, so v'hilchusa halacha l'maisa, the Gemara paskens v'hilchusa, right? V'hilchusa avel asur lirchotz, and avel is forbidden to wash kol gufo, their entire body, bein b'chamin bein b'tzonin kol shiva. Pasken like Rav Chizda and the second day of Rava, and avel is not allowed to bathe even in cold water for all 7 days. Aval panav yodav v'raglav. But when it comes to washing your hands, your face, or your feet, then b'chamin asur, that's only forbidden in warm water, because that you not even put your finger in. But sonin moter, but by cold water or cool water, you would be allowed to, you know, wash your face. Aval asuch, I feel kol shu asur. But to anoint themselves, put oil on, I guess that they used to do, I don't know, does that mean deodorant also? I'm not sure. But lasuch is asur at all. The la'aber es hazuhuma moter. But if you want a sach to take away the dirt, if you want to wash with the dirt that's on you, that's mutter. That's not for tanu purposes. That's for getting away the dirt. That would be mutter. What's considered tanu? What's not? I guess you have to ask a shayla. Okay. Hard stop. Next. Gemara now says, we mentioned a few times, the tefillah of tefillahs tainus. Tefillahs tainus is anenu. So we hold to do about what, if you can't see anenu, tani shows, not tani shows, can say anenu. Now the Gemara says, okay, tzlusa de ta'aniso hechi matkirinan. The tzlusa, which is right, tzlusa, is the prayer, the tefillah of the tainus, hechi where, matkirinan. In Aramaic, you switch the dalet and the zayin, so it's matkirinan. Where do we say, that? Where do we put anenu in the Shemona Esrei? I'm waiting for your ha'ara, Marcelin. It's coming up now.
Oh.
Soon, okay. Okay, so ad berei Rav Yehuda l'Rav Yitzhak berei. So Rav Yehuda was speaking, I guess, to his son, Rav Yitzhak, v'darash, and he said, yochid shekiba lav tainus, a yachid, an individual who accepts upon himself an individual tainus, mispalel shel tainus. He says anenu. Behechan omra, and where does he say it? Bein goel lirofa. He says it between Goel Yisrael and Rifa'enu. Yachid adds it in himself in there. So maskifle Rav Yitzchak says to him, v'chi yachid koveya bracha l'asmo? How can the yachid by himself be koveya, make his own bracha? The Yochan has to only follow what the mascarot of the Chachamim was. How can he add his own bracha? We'll see. So El Amr of Yitzhak, so Yitzhak says, you don't make your own bracha. This is the son. He says, this Yochan, who is kabbal upon himself, a tainis, says it, b'shomeya tefila. He says it within shomeya tefila, which is, we're allowed to put any type of bakasha in there. So he puts aneinu in shomeya tefila, and he ends shomeya tefila. He doesn't end with his own bracha. V'chein Amar Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes also said, b'shmo shomeya tefila. He saved in shomeya tefila. Okay, so again, Rav Yitzchak says that the Yochid doesn't add his own bracha. Rather, I guess, seems to be that the Yochid, whether or not it's his own fast or it's in the Tanya Sibur, he adds it into Shema Kalena, which is pretty much what we do. Right, the Yochid does that. Yeah, okay. So Meisvei, so they ask him Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak says, there's a braisa that says, Ein, meaning there's no distinction between Yachid and Tzibor. There's no distinction between the individual and the Tzibor when it comes to the davening on the fast day. El Shazeh, this meaning the Yachid, Mispalo Shmona Esrei, he davens 18 brachos. Vizeh, Mispalo Tshasrei. And the Tzibor davens 19 brachos. So in our day and age, it'd be 19 and 20, because we added Elam HaShinim. Right, so it'd be 19 and 20. So the Tzibor, meaning that the Tzibor adds one more bracha than normal. So my yachid, what does it mean a yachid? My tzibor, and what does it mean tzibor? Ilema, if you mean to tell me that yachid means yachid mamish, meaning the tefillah belachas of the yachid, the tzibor, and the tzibor means shliach tzibor, then wait a second, Steel Seber, Hani Tshasre, the Steel Seber doesn't say 19 or 20 in our case. Esrin Va'arba Havu, he says 24 or 25, because you're going to see later on that they added more brachos in, when it came to the Tana Seber, they added more brachos. So it's not just 19 or 20, it's 24, just go to the Lashon of the Gemara. It's not just 19, it's 24. It's 24. El Alav Hachikamer, rather this is what must be saying. Ein Bein Yachid Shekiba Lav Tainis Yachid, the Yachid Shekiba Lav Tainis Seber. There's no difference between an individual who accepts upon himself a fast on his own, as opposed to an individual who agrees to accept upon himself a Tainis Seber, which is a much higher level Tainis. The El Shazeh, the Yachid, who accepts upon himself a Tainis Yachid, he says 18, and Zem is Pal Chasre, and the Yachid accepts upon himself a Tainis Seber, that says 19. So you see from here that a Yachid can maybe kovei his own bracha. Shema mina kovei a bracha l'atzmo. So what are you giving a hard time here by putting it in between Rifa'enu, between Gol Yisrael and Rifa'enu? He can be Mekan, he can. So everyone says, no, that's not what the Brisa means. La'olam emelecha, I'll tell you that the Tzibor means l'shliach Tzibor. It means the shliach Tzibor has 19 or 20 brachos, and the Yachid does not have the extra bracha. I, the Kashila, you asked that how can it say only 19? It should be 24, because we'll see that there are more brachos that are added. With the kashulach shliach tzibur esrim ba'arba matzle. No, we're talking about b'shlosh ta'anios harishonos. Delek esrim ba'arba. We're talking about the first three fasts. The first three fasts in the cycle of fasts for the rain, they didn't add extra brachos. You only add this one extra bracha of anenu in the Chazar Shashatz. The shliach tzibur says 19 or 20, and the yachid says 18 or 19. Okay. The Gemara says, below, is it really true that the Shliach Tzibur doesn't say more brachos on the first three fasts? The low? Vaha, don't we have, the Lashon is, Ein Bein Katani. Ein Bein means there's nothing else, there's no other difference other than this. And, right, the Ein Bein Katani. Ein, right, Bein Shalosh Rishonosh, with Shalosh Emtzios. What's the difference between the first three and the middle three? El Sheva Elu Mutar Masis Malacha, Ve'elu Asur Masis Malacha. It's just the Issa Malacha. That's the difference between first three and the second three. Ha esrim ba'arba zevish ashavin. When it comes to the brachos, they're equal. It's 24. So again, so now we're back to the same drawing board. If we're saying that the first fast, you do say 24. So why is the Brisa saying, it's talking about 18 or 19? It can't be a difference between a shliach tzibur and a yachid. It must be a difference between a yachid who accepts upon himself a tainis yachid and a yachid accepts upon himself a tainis tzibur. So Gemara says no tana v'shaya. The Brisa mentions stuff and left a few things out. So Gemara always says in Bavli, if you leave one thing out, you have to have left something else out. You can't just leave one thing out. So the Gemara says, "My shayer, the high shayer." So what other chiluk did they leave out? Besu, and even more so, ba'ein bein katani. It's being very literal. It says there's no other difference other than this. Don't tell me, he left something out. No, he specifically said there's no difference. And we have that ein bein's in Maseches Megillah, I think, or Titus. So here we have the ein bein's that come up, and we always say they leave something out. But here the Gemara is very emphatic that ein bein means there's nothing else left out. Ella. So this is how we're going to ask the Kashya and the Brisa. Tana bi isuri kamayri. The Brisa that says ein bein, that's only talking about isurim. Talking about the sandal, malacha, that's the only thing that's there. You're right. There's no difference when it comes to the first three and the second three in isurim, except that the first three you're allowed to do malacha, the second three you're not allowed to do malacha. But betfilos lo mayri. That Brisa is not discussing tefilos at all. It's a different. It's not the purpose of that Brisa. Or you can say maybe the middle three. You also don't say 24. Maybe you only say the extra brachos, the last seven.
Does anywhere know what this 24 are?
Yeah, we'll get to it later on. Yeah, we'll get to it. Okay. Good. The Gemara assumes that you know everything. I think the Gemara always assumes that you learned all the Mishnayos already. So what?
And know
them, right?
There's something to learn Mishnayos. Some people do that. They learn the Mishnayos before they
learn. Right.
The
It's certain receptors, I think, is very, very helpful to do it. Not that I do it, but there's certain benefits that's helpful. Okay. So the Gemara says, Velo, is it really true? How can you say that the middle ones, we don't say those brachas? Velo, Vatan, you've got the Brisa, Ein Bein Shalosh Shniyos, Shev Achronos. There's no distinction between the middle three and the last seven. Elishiv, Elu Masriyin, the last seven, they blow shofar. Benolin as Achanuyos, and they close the shops. Halachol Debrayim Zev Zeshavim, but everything else they would be equal, which means that you would say the extra brachos. So again, I don't know why the just answer could be, well, we're not talking about tefilos, we're just talking about Isurim. The Gemara says V'chi Teima Hachanami, and if you're going to say here also Tana B'Shiyar, Aha Ein Ben Katani, right? It's ain ben. There's no distinction, right? But tisbara, you're going to say ain bein dafka, and now Gemara says, what? Ain bein means literally ain bein. Hashir teva. There is something else that's left over. They left over this idea of the teva. What's the teva? The teva is that during the last seven fasts, they bring the bima out to the middle of the city, and they scream and they cry out in the middle of the city. So therefore, they did leave something else out. So maybe they left out this as well, about the difference between the last middle three and the last seven, about the tefilos. You can just keep going. Right? It's a natural, not a natural stop. So Gemara says, no. E mishum teva, if you're saying that they're leaving out the teva, lav shiyuruhu, that's not going to be considered something that we left out. Because mili ditsniya katani, mili diferhesi lo katani. They only mention things that are done privately, not mentioning things that are done in public. So now again, we're stuck. So we have this aim being, there's no distinction between 3 and 7, there's no distinction between the first 3 and the middle 3, so therefore you should have 24 in the first 3 and 24 in the middle 3. How can you tell me that the distinction is between a Yachid and a Shliach Tzibor, who's saying 19, and Shliach Tzibor saying 19, and the Yachid saying 18, or 20 and 19? That can't be the difference. The difference must be between a Yachid who accepts upon himself, and a Yachid who doesn't accept upon himself, and you see that the Yachid who does accept upon himself a tiny Tzibor can make this extra bracha. So Gemara says, Amar of Ashi, the Gemara says, we just made a diuk that the middle fast days also say these 24 brachas. So the Gemara makes a diuk, Amar of Ashi, Mastisa Namidaika. You can also learn that from our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, the Katani, Ma Elu, meaning the last ones, Chamuros? Ma Elu. What? What's the word?
Yisairos.
Oh, Yisairos. It's rubbed out here. Ma elu yuseiros ala rishonos, ala shuda elu masriin v'noolin eschanios. Abachol divrayam zebiz eshavim. It says clearly in our Mishnah that the only difference is that you're closing the stores and blowing the shofar, but everything else would be the same. So therefore, you see that in the middle ones, you do have the 24 brachas, and then it's no difference between the middle ones and the first ones. You also have 24 brachas. All right, v'chi tema. Maybe you'll say, you know, we'll just stop here because this will go all the way to the middle.
Stop again, convening anyway.
What? I know. So I can continue to go to the two dots. I'm not going to start
so
with the two dots.
Question, why we answer? We always say between the Goel and the Refuah.
Okay, why in that specific spot?
One,